Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and Run As Radio here at the Dev Intersection Countdown Show, and I'm talking to Jay Smelzer.
Hey, Richard. How are you?
I'm great, man. And you've been doing a lot of customer engagement work these days.
I have. I've had the opportunity to spend probably the better part of the last year with a team of engineers that we kind of pulled out of the core engineering teams.
Wow.
And just I get to use them and go directly work with customers.
That's got to be great for the team, just to really see how people use your product.
Oh, it's so eye-opening for folks that have really not had a chance to really kind of sit in the shoes of our customer and
right.
actually realize, hey, I don't always have a great internet connection.
Right,
you know,
right.
Maybe I'm not admin on my machine.
Yeah.
Right? Those kinds of things. And like, you know, deadlines and the kind of, the way customers tend to change their requirements on you. You know, like, that, like all those kinds of things that our engineers don't always get to see as much of.
Yeah,
right?
You don't get to see the same way.
So.
Testing.
Yes.
Because I think it's a thing that a lot of people struggle with. And it's hard to commit resources to as well. Do you see that in the field? Like, that's always been my experience talking to folks about getting serious about tests.
Yeah, it's actually one of the areas that we've been spending quite a bit of time with folks mm-hmm. on. We have some offers that we've been kind of bringing to market around the ability to use Azure as a set of resources for testing.
I like that. Because
one of the
problems I have is not enough equipment. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like if I have a machine, I got a dev on it, right? Or it's in production. Like you can't have machines sitting around for QA.
Yeah, it's funny. One of the stories I like to tell when I'm talking to folks about this is that if you were to go walk around the halls of the .NET engineering team, mm-hmm. say 3 years ago, right? I could walk down the hall with you and give you a pretty good idea of how long that engineer had been on the team based on this mountain, the size of the mountain of hardware they had on their desk. Because right? You never give a machine away.
No, you always collect more.
Yeah,
you're not giving up the old one.
Exactly. You need that special version of, you know, Windows whatever with this service pack. And this
sure.
Like, you always wanted it there. You go do that today and you actually don't see that anymore because we use Azure and a set of environments in Azure just
right.
quickly spin up exactly what you need. Repro that bug, right, and then toss it.
You know, that's where virtualization originally came from,
yes.
right? When I first started playing with virtualization, it was about being able to recreate the environment my customer has to see why the software behaves the way it does on their machine.
Yep.
Which then that's like the DLL hell era, right? When installing a piece of software was a big part of the equation. It's not like that anymore,
yep.
but it's interesting how virtualization's evolved, and obviously that's how the cloud works.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things that, you know, through the Azure Dev Test Labs offering, which mm-hmm. is one of the things that we bring in, we can not only help people deal with this, hey, I just need an environment real quick, let me spin it up, use it for a few hours, a few days, whatever it is, and then toss it.
Right.
But we also can go do even more around that and set up some automation processes, you know, where, hey, you can have consistent environments across your entire development organization.
Right.
Whether they're people that are part of the company or, you know, contractors and vendors you work with right outside, you can provide a consistent environment so you know everybody's working off the same kind of core set of infrastructure.
And that's a whole class of errors that just don't happen
exactly.
anymore.
Exactly.
It's always consistent.
Yep, and you can update them, you know, on a nightly basis, on
yep.
a daily basis, all those kinds of things. So as a developer, you have the ability to get these, you know, the latest and greatest kinds of machines, you're really productive, you get the tools you need,
mm-hmm.
you have consistency of environment, and then as the, you know, the leader of the team, the manager,
right.
the person responsible for the budget, you know, we give you a set of kind of governance controls over it. So you can set budgeting
sure.
right, for the lab. And you can track, okay, how are we doing to the amount I want to spend on this? Give you some nice capabilities to, you know, turn machines on automatically at certain times of day, turn
right.
them off certain times of the day,
done,
right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have a machine accidentally running, you know, all over the weekend when
yeah.
no one's using it, that kind of stuff.
Interesting.
So
those kinds of traps that we get into as we leave stuff on.
Exactly. And then you can even, you know, you can also put controls over, okay, how much, you know, we've got some monster machines out
sure.
there Azure you can get. Probably don't need the, you know, someone using Visual Studio on a G-series
yeah,
VM.
Yeah, it's not really
right?
necessary. So you're allowing, as the boss, I'm allowing my people to self-provision,
exactly.
but I can set policy
exactly.
around what they can provision and how they provision
yep.
it.
Exactly.
I'll tell you, one of the things I ran into where I got really excited about testing in the cloud is we started building up these test suites for websites that ran for days.
Yep.
And then when we had to run them on-premise, that was the whole weekend. And my biggest problem was, developer creates something on a Monday, checks it in. It's not going to get tested until Saturday. So the following Monday when he comes back and there's a problem with it, it's been a week. He
yep.
doesn't remember. So our goal was to get the test suite down to full run regression in 15 minutes.
Yep.
And the cloud was the only way. It was pretty much just taking, making 100 copies of the website in the lab configuration, splitting out all the tests and running them all at once. But that 15 minutes seemed to be the magic thing because it was enough time to go get coffee, but not enough time to do something else.
Yep.
So that when the error report came back 15 minutes later, they still had it all in their head.
Yeah.
And they could get to work.
Yeah, and the beauty of this too is that, you know, it's a very open kind of infrastructure platform, right? Mm-hmm. Or lab platform. So, you know, we can do things with, you know, Visual Studio Team Services, for example, where we can hook it into the continuous integration build pipeline.
Push it right back as work items.
Yep, work items coming back in. We can, you know, if you're using, you know, a VSTS solution all the way around, you'll actually can see in the results of the build, hey, here's my test results that came out of an environment in a lab. Here's the changes that went in. Let me go right into the source code that was part of that.
Nice. So you start to get into this chain of feature idea becomes user story, becomes code written, becomes test runs, becomes bug reports back, and you can see that entire process.
Exactly.
And that's so really exciting.
What's also cool is that, you know, so we've kind of extend that even further when you get into the world of the mobile world, right? And so, you know, one of the biggest problems you have as a mobile developer is that if you're going after end consumers, you've got, you know,
so many devices.
Yeah, that matrix is, I can't even hold it in my head, right?
The story I heard is if you want to get to 80% of the Android market, it's 150
devices?
That's
probably about right. That's probably about right.
Because it's so many devices.
Yeah. And so, you know, one of the things that we've been working with customers on is, you know, with the Xamarin Test Cloud and the ability to have, you know, over 2,000 physical devices in this cloud-based environment, you send a test up there, boom, let them run, right?
Yeah.
And the level of data you get back.
Well, like, you literally get little videos
of
this is what it looked on in each device.
Here's the test log. Here's the device log, right?
Nice.
Like, it's like you had it in your hand without having to manage it.
And not having to own it.
Yep.
And you only pay for what you use.
Yep.
Loved watching responsive web page development across mobile devices.
Yeah.
Everybody implements a little bit differently, right? Like, you can get surprised. It's nice to be able to get that sense. But certainly for you know, hybrid mobile apps, to actually see it on each of those devices, see how it behaves. It's huge.
So
exciting times,
it's
man.
Cool stuff.
It's really a lot of fun. It's cool now Xamarin's part of the family, so to speak. That's just another aspect of the cloud you guys provide.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for coming down. It's really fun to talk to you about this. And I'm excited to see, you know, how that session runs at the show, get people's reactions to it.
It'll be fun.
And if you want to see Jay in action, come down to Orlando, devintersection.com. Our show is May 21st to 24th. And if you sign up for our workshop package, we'll hook you up with an Xbox One. See you in Orlando, devintersection.com.